The Oracle. The Oracle. The Oracle is back.
Period topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this Tuesday's episode of your Wealth Class on Radio. My name remains Ruth Ibikunle. For the better part of this week, beginning from today, I will be taking you through the individual price performance of equities listed on the floor of the Nigerian Stocks Exchange for the year 2019. Some of the things we shall be considering are the ranges at which these different equities had traded from the beginning of the year 2019 up to the last trading day of the same year, and thereafter relate them to the current price at which the trade. Why exactly do we need to do this? If you listened to this program yesterday, we had our friend from Global View Capital Limited, Mr. Aaron Akevira, who spoke extensively on the probable reactions that may likely greet the expectation and the release of the 2019 audited reports of these companies, in which he told us was already responsible for the positive kickoff we have seen in the market so far. Typically, an average Nigerian investor tends to be more attracted to the equity market when there is either a major or minor price upsurge. But we all should know that there are prices at which one should not jump in. Today, for the sake of the limited time available to us on this platform, we are going to restrict our discussion to the banking sector, looking at each bank's lowest and highest price they traded in the year under review. And if time permits us, we would still discuss how you can apply this knowledge of high and lows for profitable positioning in your trading activities. But quickly, let us see how the market fared yesterday. For the third consecutive straight session, the Nigerian equities market was up after the market closed 1.38% higher. The All Share Index closed at 27,339.68 points, away from the previous close of 26,968.79 points on Friday. Investors gained 179 billion naira as market capitalization grew by 1.37%. Closing at 13.199 trillion naira, away from the previous close of 13.020 trillion naira on Friday. Volume of traded stocks closed at 520.43 million units, down by 14.52%, away from the previous close of 608.86 million units. The value of traded stocks grew by 42.26%, closing at 5.35 billion naira from the previous close of 3.76 billion. Total number of deals at the close of trade was 5,784, down by 4.73% against the previous close of 6,071 deals on Friday. The market breadth closed positive as 30 stocks gained, while 13 stocks declined in their share prices. FCMB led the gainers chart with 10% growth to close at 2 naira 9 kobo from the previous close of 1 naira 90 kobo. Cornerstone Insurance, Unity Bank, Wemo Bank, Cutview, and Lasakwa, among others, also grew their share prices by 9.43%, 8.96%, 8.82%, 8.33%, and 8.00% respectively. PZ led 12 other price decliners, shedding 9.73% of its share price to close at 5 naira 10 kobo from the previous close of 5 naira 26 kobo. Niger Insurance and Union Diagnostics, among other price decliners, also shed 9.09% of their share prices respectively. You can read up the rest of the market updates on our website www.stocksng.com. You will find many other valuable write-ups there also. I'll go on a short break, and when I'm back, we'll still be talking about the markets. Don't change the station. I will be right back.
The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. Quickly, let me say this. The right of C&I leasing is still much open, and you can still exercise your rights by calling your broker now. It now closes on the 13th of January 2020. Remember, you can participate even as a non-shareholder. Just call your broker now for further inquiries. There is also going to be a free seminar on the 18th of January 2020. It's a Saturday and it promises to be exclusive. Some of the things that will be discussed are mastering the art of forex trading with focus on the ultimate guide to technical analysis. There will also be a lot of information dissemination on real estate entrepreneurship with special focus on home ownership principles and nuggets. Of course, we shall be talking stocks, and so you can't afford to miss such a highly impactful gathering. Call Wale on 081-64-918996 for further inquiries. I'll take the number again. 081-64-918996 for further inquiries. Now, let's take off with the main discussion. There is no doubt that the activities in the banking subsector of the Nigerian Stock Exchange remains highly significant to the market growth and development. In this sector, you'll find the most active and liquid stocks every trading session. In the year under review 2019, Access Bank emerged as a top gainer in the banking sector with 47.06% growth from 6 naira 80 kobo to close for the year at 10 naira. Within this period, Access Bank traded as low as 5 naira 65 kobo and peaked at 10 naira, which it closed at for the year. Access Bank stock closed yesterday at 10 naira 80 kobo, surpassing its 2019 high already. The question is, how far can this stock go in 2020? Zenith Bank shed 19.31% of its share price in 2019 to close the year at 18 naira 6 kobo from 23 naira 5 kobo. The stock also traded as low as 16 naira 27 kobo and as high as 25 naira 31 kobo. It closed yesterday at 20 naira. Guarantee Trust Bank closed the year 2019 at 29 naira 70 kobo, shedding 13.79% of its share price from 34 naira 45 kobo it traded last year. Within same year, the stock traded lowest at 25 naira 68 kobo and traded as high as 38 naira 56 kobo, closing yesterday at 31 naira. FBNH shared 26.64% of its share price in 2019 to close the year at 6 naira 15 kobo against its previous reference price of 7 naira 95 kobo. It closed yesterday at 6 naira 95 kobo, gaining about 5%. The lowest it traded last year was 6 naira 64 kobo with a high of 8 naira 24 kobo. UBS shed 7.14% of its share price, closing the year 2019 at 7 naira 15 kobo from 7 naira 70 kobo, with 7 naira 92 kobo high and 5 naira 53 low in 2019. It closed yesterday at 8 naira 5 kobo. FCMB closed the year 2019 with a share price of 1 naira 85 kobo, shedding 2.12% from 1 naira 89 kobo. The year high was 2 naira 36 kobo, While the year low was 1 naira 55 kobo, it closed maximum 10% higher yesterday at 2 naira 9 kobo. Wema Bank, which came third on the percentage gainers list with 17.46% growth year-to-date, had its share price move from 63 kobo in the beginning of 2019 to close at 74 kobo at the close of trade in 2019. It has a high of 92 kobo and 58 kobo low within the year. It also closed 74 kobo yesterday. Union Bank is a fourth on the percentage gainers list with 7.14% growth as the price moved from 5 naira 60 kobo to 6 naira within the review period. It traded as low as 5 naira 71 kobo and as high as 7 naira 11 kobo. Selling Bank grew its share price by 4.74%, closing the year at the share price of 1 naira 99 kobo from 1 naira 90 kobo. It traded high at 2 naira 72 kobo and went as low as 1 naira 81 kobo. Selling Bank closed yesterday at 2 naira 4 kobo. Fidelity Bank grew its share price by 0.99%, closing the year 2019 at 2 naira 5 kobo from 2 naira 3 kobo at the beginning of the year 2019. It has a high of 2 naira 62 kobo and low of 1 naira 46 kobo, closing yesterday at 2 naira 23 kobo. Jais Bank grew its share price by 24% from 50 kobo to 62 kobo at the close of trade in 2019. It has an high of 74 kobo and low of 36 kobo. Ecobank topped the percentage price decliners list in the banking sector for the year, shedding 53.57% of its share price to close at 6 naira 5 kobo from 14 naira. Its high from the year under review was 14 naira 80 kobo, while the low was 6 naira 30 kobo. It closed yesterday at 7 naira 40 kobo. Stanbic IBTC shed its share price by 14.49% to close at 41 naira from 47 naira 95 kobo. It has an high of 48 naira 79 kobo and low of 34 naira 6 kobo. The last for today is Unity Bank. Unity Bank shed 40.99% of its share price in the year 2019, closing at 64 kobo from 1 naira 7 kobo, with a high of 1 naira 6 kobo and low of 56 kobo. This is how far we can go today. Until tomorrow, when I shall be coming your way again. Thank you for staying tuned. Remain blessed and have a wonderful week.
The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.